the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's movie time. Brian Lloyd is with us and we will be talking about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. And if we get time, we'll also talk about the hype for The Odyssey, which is coming soon. But let's get to today's releases. Mortal Kombat 2. This is the type of thing you're probably into, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a big gamer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I can't even deny it. Yes, I absolutely am. The first one was out in 2021, released during the pandemic. And I think it went into cinemas, but like, Jesus, it was in the cinemas for like a week and then it disappeared because obviously nobody was going to cinemas during that time period.
But did it not still gross an awful lot?
It did very well money-wise, yeah. It did very, very well money. And I think it's kind of testament really to, I suppose, kind of the enduring appeal of it. Because if you can cast your mind back to the 90s, there was a set of, I want to say, two films that were made out of Mortal Kombat, and they were the second one, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, is famous for being one of the worst films ever made. It's really, really that bad.
And is Mortal Kombat that old a game format?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Mortal Kombat's been around since 1990. I mean, if you remember, there was a moral panic in the 90s about, you know, violence in video games and that, you know, it would lead to copycat, so on and so forth. Mortal Kombat was very, very much in the middle of it. I mean, what kind of set Mortal Kombat apart from, say, Street Fighter and other kind of games of its ilk was that it had violence in it. There was blood and guts and gore. It'd have these things called fatalities where at the end of the match you'd perform a certain button set and then you'd rip the opponent's head off or set them on fire, etc.
Lovely.
Now, I would say, look, I'm 40 now. I am literally at the age of that. I played that as a kid and here I am now and I'm absolutely fine. So I think I am the
fully formed, mature adult.
Fully formed, mature adult, voting in my local elections, you name it, paying my taxes, doing all the rest of it.
Okay, but it's interesting because we've also had movies like Resident Evil,
yeah,
Street Fighter, Super Mario. They're all old games, aren't they?
They are. Well, this is it, you see, because it's quite, as we were kind of talking about off air, it's commercial reasons. For the very simple reason of it, that for Super Mario Galaxy, just as an example, that's a game where, you know, people who would have played that my age now have kids, so they're going to bring their kids to see it as well. So it's what they call a four-quadrant film. So male, female, over 25, under 25 will go see it.
Okay, what's the plot line, if there is one? What's the story of Mortal Kombat 2?
So Carl Urban plays this washed-up action star called Johnny Cage, who is drawn into this never-ending tournament between Earthrealm, which is our dimension, and this sort of hellscape called Outworld that's ruled by this evil emperor called Shao Kahn. He can merge Outworld with Earth. I can just see your eyes rolling over, by the way.
The
nearest thing I could compare this to, in all seriousness, the nearest thing I could compare this to is something like John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China, which is a brilliant, dumb action comedy with fantasy elements woven into the middle of it. Carl Urban is very much playing this like Kurt Russell in the 80s. It's big, it's dumb. I'm not going to sit over this and tell you it's a smart film. It's not, but it is an entertaining film.
Well, let's hear a little bit where Johnny Cage, played by Carl Urban, meets the ruthless assassin Kitana, played by Adeline Rudolph.
Yep.
Hey, how's it going, babe? Listen, I'm warning you. I got a Saturn Award for best fight in a feature film, so don't mess with me. Whoa! Well, easy, all right. Let's just take a time out here and talk about it, okay? I really don't feel comfortable hitting a girl.
Don't worry. You won't.
Whoa, come on, Pete, let's just talk about this!
I was about to ask you, could they do more with the dialogue? But then I realised everything, the dialogue, the sound effects, everything, it's just totally faithful to the video game,
correct,
isn't it?
Is it? It's so cheesy. It is so ridiculous. I mean, the video games were famous for their violence, but I mean, I would equate it to slapstick Tom and Jerry levels of violence. This is in the exact same vein as well.
Okay, and we have more coming, haven't we? Call of Duty and
Call of Duty has been...
Have they not been done with movies previously?
Well, I mean, one could argue that the Call of Duty video game series was itself inspired by films. Like, you know, Michael Mann's Heat was a huge inspiration on one of them. You know, Saving Private Ryan, all the World War II films were all very much inspired by it. So it's kind of, it's almost like the tail wagging the dog now that they're making a Call of Duty film. I'm not very confident in that one. I think Taylor Sheridan, who's done all the Yellowstones and the Dutton Ranches and the blah, 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 he's in charge of it, and it's going to be for Paramount. So I'm sure it'll be very pro-America, you know, all about our boys and all about our boys in the army and serving those the soldiers. And right. Pete Hegseth's going to love it.
Utterly different. What's The Sheep Detectives?
This is based on a murder mystery by German author Leslie Swann, which was a huge hit. It was called Three Bags Full. What's going on? This is Hugh Jackman is a sheep farmer who was found dead on his patch of land by his sheep. His sheep, I should say, are voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Bryan Cranston, Chris O'Dowd is in there as well. He is in receipt of a huge amount of money. A lot of people come out of the woodwork, and it's up to a hapless local police officer.
Is this animation or are they CGI?
They're CGI sheep. Yeah, they're
in CGI amongst sheep. The real humans.
In amongst the real humans, yes.
Yeah, so who are played by
Emma Thompson, Nicholas Braun, Molly Gordon is in there as well. It's very much like think Knives Out meets Babe, Pig in the City, and then you're on, you're kind of somewhere onto where they're going.
Which suggests it's good, is it?
It's okay. It's okay. Like, I mean, one of the things I loved about like Knives Out and Glass Onion and murder mysteries as a kind of as a genre is that they can be very funny and witty, but they have a really kind of caustic, cynical edge to them, especially the Knives Out series. This is kind of just too twee and quaint by half. Like, it's very, very middle of the road, which I didn't necessarily appreciate.
The sheep in this clip we have are voiced by Bryan Cranston, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Chris O'Dowd as they set out to solve the murder of their shepherd, and they find the human world is more frightening than they expect.
You think you're brave enough to leave home? None of you have ever left this meadow. Your hooves have never touched anything but grass.
What's so hard about leaving home?
We're not scared.
Mabel, what is that?
I think it's a road.
But what is it made of?
Well, not grass, I can tell you that.
Lily?
Yes?
Are you coming?
I'm just, You go on ahead.
Why are you yelling? I'm only a few feet away from you.
But it feels so far.
All you have to do is cross the road.
No, I can't. It's impossible. Oh.
Who is this for?
I would guess this is for, you know, kids maybe 10 to 15 who are going with their parents and don't want to see something like, you know, Super Mario Galaxy again or something like that and are too young to see Mortal Kombat 2. I would say, I mean, look, if you enjoy the kind of, you know, cozy crime genre, you know, Mrs. Marple and all the rest of it, or Murder, She Wrote, this would be in the similar vein. It does have its entertaining charms, and I will say that. I mean, the cast are very much playing along with it. But like I said, for me, it was just a bit too twee and quaint for its own good.
How many years before Ryan Murphy makes the series on the road between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, imagining an end which we were denied when they settled their legal action?
I'd give him 5 years. I'd give him 5 to 6 years, and then we're going to see American Crime Story, Baldoni versus Lively. Yeah, so it has come to an end. They apparently
prematurely.
I mean, I was waiting for them to just, you know, fight it out with knives in the court, like exactly like Mortal Kombat. Yeah. So, I mean, I would say the teeth of this was taken out a long time ago because judges in both cases, Baldoni's lawsuit and Lively's lawsuit, dismissed a good chunk of it. So all that was really kind of left was like breach of contract, charges of intent, and then so on and so forth. Now, both like any good lawsuit, both parties are claiming that they've achieved victory. Lively has said that she's exposed the smear machine at the core of Baldoni's statement. Baldoni, on the other hand, feels that he's been vindicated, that Lively and Ryan Reynolds were both trying to kind of hijack the film off, and he's got enough proof out there to make it all kind of seem worthwhile. For a film that was so forgettable, that was so milquetoast, that was so middle of the road and just completely inoffensive in every single way, the fact that it has spawned this massive lawsuit saga for so many months. I mean, you couldn't write that. That's being honest with you. You really couldn't write that.
Okay, this is a little bit long, but the movie, I suspect, is going to be long. The Odyssey. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Tell me what you remember.
A wife? A son.
And then what?
We won the war. Help me go home.
This is a household waiting for master. I want you to choose me.
Ithaca's king is coming back.
No, he's not.
What would he do if he came back here and find all these suitors in his house?
You're pining for a daddy you didn't even know, like some sniveling bastard.
Who's looking after your wife and son?
Do you see?
My dad is coming home.
Bringing vengeance.
Bringing it all.
Let's go!
Epic.
Mm.
That's what we're supposed to say.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, it does. I mean, have you seen it?
I've seen the video. Yeah.
Cool,
and I mean, what a cast of stars. Yeah. Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson, Charlize Theron.
John Bernthal is in there as
Zendaya.
Well. Zendaya is in there as well. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. And that really did sell me on it. And I mean, okay, so the controversy, if you can call it that, and I don't think it is a controversy, but people have been giving out that the fact that, yeah, as you heard there, there's American accents through this. So Matt Damon is...
Did everyone not speak like that back in ancient mythical Greek
times? Like, in all fairness, like, this is this was like before the Bronze Age when, you know, Homer wrote the Odyssey and so on and so forth. So like, clearly nobody had American accents. And for that matter, they weren't white either. Do you want to start digging into that? It's an adaptation. Do you know what I mean? It is an adaptation. No, we are probably...
It's mythology as well.
Exactly. It's mythology as well. Okay, now I would imagine people are kind of trained to think of when they see Greece, when they see Rome, they hear English accents like I, Claudius in the 70s or, you know, HBO's Rome and so on and so forth. So the idea of hearing Yanks running around ancient
when they should be speaking in upper class British accents.
Yeah, we should be having full RADA trained, received pronunciation kind of stuff. Oh my God, how terrible, how awful. No, I think that's crap. I mean, one of my favourite films, genuinely one of my favourite films, is The Hunt for Red October with Sean Connery, where he plays a Lithuanian submarine captain that plans to defect. He hasn't got a touch of a Lithuanian accent or a Russian accent or a Soviet accent. But when you watch the film, you forget it. It doesn't matter because the idea is that they're supposed to be convincing enough in their performance that the accent is just one part of it.
We got to leave it there. Brian Lloyd, thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.